In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, we have today the feast of one of the great heroes of the ancient Benedictine order, named Saint Placid. And when Saint Benedict had established his great order of Benedictines, he got so many and much good reputation from people who lived in Italy that many parents wanted their sons to be trained by him, and also that they might share vocation with him. And this reputation came also to one of the noblest families in Rome, and in a certain time a high nobleman named Equitius committed to Saint Benedict's care two of his sons, one who was named Maurus, who was 12 years old, and also the other patrician high noble named Tertullus gave his son named Placid, who is our today's saint. And Saint Placid, when he moved to be trained by Saint Benedict, was only a 7-year-old boy. And one day, when he was fetching some water in a pitcher, Placid fell into lake, which was situated near the monastery. And Saint Benedict immediately knew about this accident and called the older boy named Maurus, saying to him, "Brother, run, make haste, the child is fallen into water." And after having his blessing, Maurus ran to the lake and, by miracle, walked upon the water from the land to the place where Saint Placid was floating. And Maurus took hold of him by the hair and returned back by walking on water with the same speed. When Maurus finally got to land and looked behind him, he saw the line where he had walked upon the water, and only now he realized that this was truly a miracle which Saint Benedict had sent so that the young boy Saint Placid might be saved. When Saint Placid grew up, he grew up to be so much venerated and appreciated by Saint Benedict that he chose Saint Placid as one of the monks who would accompany him to one of the greatest monasteries of Christendom, Mount Cassino, in the year 528. Placid is then, when gained more experience, was sent by Saint Benedict to Sicily, which is an island located south of Italy, and there he founded a monastery of which he, that is Placid, became an abbot. And the spirit which he had learned from Saint Benedict and made him also a great leader of the monastic order. But he had not been in charge of his own monastery for long when there suddenly landed in Sicily a great band of pagan barbarians, and with the who were heading the great fleet of pirates. And because these pirates were pagans, they hated everybody who was a Christian, and so Saint Placid and his fellow monks were cruelly put to death by the sword, and their monastery was burned in the year 546. That's why Saint Placid and his companions are venerated in our church as martyrs, the great sons of Saint Benedict, who were put to death because they loved Christ so much and were ready to die in defending his holy religion. Dear children, from these holy monks, we can again learn a great many ideals, but most of all that whatever is our occupation in this world, we must always keep our eyes on the heaven. Heaven is our true home, which we all hope one day to attain. And God has given us so many these great signs how to get into heaven. first of all, most of all, his holy sacraments, which fill us with grace, the more we participate in them. But he has also given us saints as his great guides to lead us into heaven. We have to imitate them both in their zeal and both their love for Almighty God. Like the work of the monks is sanctified in a day-by-day basis and fills their whole life, so also our lives need to be filled with the love for God, even if we have to take care of our daily chores and our studies and our obligation to our teachers or parents. We can always remember that we do all this for God. God is our Father, to whom we owe such great love, we owe him such great appreciation. And as monks like Saint Placid devoted themselves to penance and continuous prayer, we, by being good Christians and good children, we have to take all of our efforts, make the best we can in school and in home to be our to do our shares in spreading the kingdom of God on earth. Because the more wide we spread the kingdom of God by example here on earth, the greater will be our reward, our heavenly gift when we finally get there and see all these saints there. If you live a good life and obedient and humble life on earth, you shall be rewarded so greatly and so lovingly by your Father in heaven. Saint Placid and companions, pray for us. May God bless you.